91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Graham Whitaker. Former Conservative MP Tony Clement says he has engaged in more than one inappropriate online exchange. Terry Pedwell has more.
In a letter to constituents posted on his website, Tony Clement says his encounters online have led to multiple acts of infidelity. Clement says one exchange led to a woman being offered money through an anonymous social media account in exchange for intimate and personal information. Clement resigned from his committee duties Tuesday after admitting to sending sexually explicit images and a video to someone he thought was a consenting woman who he says tried to extort him. He was later expelled from the Tory caucus. Clement says while his online exchanges were entirely consensual, they were absolutely wrong and should never have occurred. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
There's word that a convicted child killer who became the subject of national outrage after she was transferred to an Indigenous healing lodge in Saskatchewan is back in prison. Don Kelly has more.
Rodney Stafford made a brief Facebook post about Terry Lynn McClintock this morning, saying it's official, Terry Lynn is back behind bars. McClintock pleaded guilty to the 2009 abduction, rape, and murder of Stafford's 8-year-old daughter, Tori, in Woodstock, Ontario. Stafford was outraged when he learned McClintock had been transferred from a traditional prison and called for the move to be reversed. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale announced changes yesterday that will make it more difficult for prisoners serving long sentences to be moved to healing lodges. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
Police in Southern California are trying to learn why 28-year-old former Marine used a smoke bomb and a handgun to kill patrons at a country music bar in the town of Thousand Oaks. Ian David Long killed 12 people and sent hundreds of others running for their lives before apparently taking his own life. Long's neighbor, Gareth Kreitz, said he rarely came out of his house and mostly kept to himself.
Very seldom. He wouldn't come out of the house that much, and when I did see him drive by, I'd wave at him. He would not wave back.
Long was a former machine gunner and decorated Afghan war veteran. Until yesterday, the Ontario government was keeping quiet about the resignation of Jim Wilson. Doug Ford said the reason he did not speak about this sooner was to protect the privacy of his staff. He confirmed yesterday the reason Wilson was asked to resign from his position on the PC caucus was because of the sexual misconduct allegations as well as the addiction issues. Ford said an investigation was launched as soon as the allegations came to light.
It takes courage to come forward and put truth to power, and I commend them for coming forward and having that courage. But I can assure every single person at Queen's Park and on our team, I'm going to protect them right to the nth degree. And when they ask me not to contact the media or make it a public story, they're a priority. They're a priority, and with all due respect to the media, they trump the media to make sure the people, the allegations, they're protected.
The investigation is ongoing. This year, Belleville will not be having a Remembrance Day parade. Julia Lennips has more.
The Belleville Veterans Council has decided to cancel the Belleville Remembrance Day parade this year because it is difficult for older veterans to participate in the long march. Andy Anderson, who is a member of the Veterans Council, says that they could have a parade for the younger veterans, but it could be a logistic issue.
Well, they would still have to have parade marshals and everything else. They would have to have the police positioned to clear traffic on the route. So logistics, I think, primarily.
John Gein, who is a post-World War II veteran, says the turnout for the parade isn't the same as it once was.
Just not there. Over the years, it's just faded away gradually, and there's just not the numbers that are taking part in it.
Dave Dissert is a veteran of the Canadian Guards. He says age shouldn't be the reason for parade cancellation.
I am 71 now, and I would definitely, if the parade was here, and we marched from here to the cenotaph, I'd be one of the marching. And in my opinion, there's quite a few veterans that are my age, and maybe a year or two older, who would still march from here to the cenotaph.
Julia Lennips, QNET News, Belleville.
Last night was a very special night for many international students. It was the final night of Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights. Madhu Potukushi, International Settlement Officer at Loyalist, said they had over 150 students attending celebrations at Loyalist.
So we've had some requests from students asking if we can, you know, celebrate this event on campus. So we thought, why not arrange a special night? And that's how it started. So yes, it's exciting to see them, to celebrate. Some of them already said it reminds them of back home. They're, you know, missing their family, so it was a good time to catch up with friends and celebrate with them. So yes, I'm excited to see that happiness on their face.
Fentanyl has been one of the biggest concerns for police and health workers, especially in the Quinte region. Dr. Peter Oglaza talked to Tyson Naylor earlier this week on how fentanyl is introduced to street drugs and the effects it can leave.
And if that fentanyl ends up in that drug, then somebody unsuspecting, well, they're thinking they're getting the particular type of drug, just thinking they're getting, ecstasy, but they end up with a little grain of fentanyl in it, and that could be enough to cause an overdose.
Ottawa paramedics say 15 children have been taken to hospital as a precautionary measure after being exposed to an unknown substance on a school bus. Paramedic spokesman Marc-Antoine Deschamps says several students aged 6 to 12 were vomiting, coughing, and feeling nauseous. Deschamps stresses the injuries were minor in nature and all children are now in stable condition. He says they may never know what the noxious substance was. Napanee resident Scott Drader has been making headlines for months as he has been fighting with the town over housing homeless people in trailers on his property. Recently, the town said the trailers have to go. Thomas Goyer has the story.
Cars slow down as they pass Scott Drader's property in Napanee. 13 trailers are on his property at the moment. 10 of them are being used by people who have nowhere else to go. On Saturday, Drader says that he was issued an eviction notice for the trailers despite following the town's requests.
No more trailers than what you got now, and no more people than what you got now. So I've been sticking with that. Mm-hmm. As soon as people move out, I just replace them. Mm-hmm. Now it's getting cold. Now they want to throw all these people out.
Drader says that he is not sure where most of the people being evicted will go, but he admits he is concerned about their safety on the Napanee streets.
The underworld in this for being homeless is very, very scary.
Calls to the town of Napanee were not returned. Thomas Goyer, QNET News, Napanee.
Ottawa will spend $86 million to stop illegal guns from entering the country and to combat the rise of gun violence. The Canada Border Service Agency will get $51.5 million to spend on its detector dog teams, which help border security officers detect drugs and guns at key highway crossings with the U.S. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says the Mounties will get $34.5 million over 5 years to enhance their intelligence resources to help catch more cross-border firearm traffickers and smugglers.
This funding will ensure that frontline officers have access to an integrated suite of resources to support firearms investigations.
That's it for QNET News. It's 4:08. Sports next after this.
You already know that Split Second can service all your business and personal printing needs. Now you can have whatever you want printed on a huge range of items like t-shirts, bags, hats, practically anything. Whether you need a large order for your business or sports team, Split Second has many options with eye-popping color possibilities. And there's no need to wait for delivery as it's all done locally. Split Second, your one-stop shop for printing, promotional, and personalized gift needs. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville. SplitSecond.ca.
In sports today, the Ontario Junior Hockey League has released the roster for the 12 teams competing in this month's 2018 Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge. The 240 players on the 12 All-Star teams will compete in a tournament format that will consist of four teams from the OJHL and two teams from each of the CCHL, QJHL, MHL, and NOJHL. A total of 21 games will be played to determine the champion. Four Canadian NHL teams are in action tonight as the Canucks head to Boston to take on the Bruins, the Oilers are in Florida to face off against the Panthers, the Buffalo Sabres are in Montreal tonight to play the Canadiens, and the Senators welcome the Vegas Golden Knights to home ice in Ottawa. In local sports, the Belleville Senators begin a two-game series against the Toronto Marlies tomorrow on home ice. Both games will start at the CAA Arena at 7 o'clock. That's all for sports. Send us your team or league scores by email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to -6 overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of mixed rain and snow with a high of 4 and a low of -1. At 4:10, it's 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Graham Whitaker, QNET News, news on 91X, next at 6.